plan to reduce the debt by $4 trillion, and it's based on arithmetic. $2 in spending cuts for every $1 in new revenues to be paid for by those of us who got the benefit of the tax cuts and the economic growth of the Bush years. We're about the only people who did. Where else are you going to get the money? It's nothing but fair. We ought to go forward together. How are you going to do that? See me about that after the election. You just don't understand. I'm new. People will be so happy when I win. That the American economy will produce 12 million new jobs. You've heard that, haven't you? Now, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. And I'm sure the governor just forgot to tell us. I'm sure he actually got infected with that public health threat that President Obama talks about, that virus called Romnesia that's spreading. But here's the problem, that's probably a job fraud. A respected independent business forecaster, Moody's Analytics, says that in the next 4 years, we're going to get 12 million jobs because of what has already been done under President Obama. Has got us on the move, has got a better economic plan, a better education plan, a better health care plan, a plan that will produce millions and millions of jobs in a 21st century prosperity, leading the way into the future. He's got the better argument, and tomorrow, if you vote your hopes and not your fears, if you vote for unity and not division, if you think we can all go together, you will re-elect Barack Obama.